Week 2, Friday, 6th. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. You say, I leave you peace. Where is your peace? The torment that I suffer every day, each minute, how I fight in every way to break free of this easy yoke, that's peace. The pain I cause to all my friends, what peace? There's nothing there to speak to when I pray, it seems. I fail in all I do or say. And don't tell me this turmoil is the peace. Well, isn't it? You see, I don't give peace the way the world gives peace, because its peace is merely rest. My peace is active peace. It is the peace of hope, of faith, the peace of being loved, that peace. You ask for peace. You are at peace, true peace, real peace, my peace. It is a privilege to be punished by God, who heals as he wounds. Psalm 60. My God, you have thrown us away. You have smashed us. We have incurred your displeasure, but please, come back to us. You made the earth quake. You tore a hole in it. Please heal its incision, because it is still trembling. You showed your people what hard times are. You had us drink a wine that made us drunk. Yet you have given a banner to those who hold you in awe for them to rally to when the verdict is pronounced, so that your friends will be saved. Please save me with your strong hand and set me free. God has spoken in his holy place. I will be triumphant. I will divide Shechem and set the borders of the valley of Succoth. Gilead belongs to me, and so does Manasseh. And I will wear Ephraim on my head for a helmet. Judah will be my scepter, while Moab is the basin I will wash in, and I will use Edom for a footstool and shout in triumph over Philistia. But who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will lead me into Edom? Are you not the one, my God? But you have rejected us. Is it not to be you who did not go out with our armies? Please give us help in our trouble, because human help is no use at all. We will act bravely with God's help, because he is the one who will trample down our enemies. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. It is a privilege to be punished by God, who heals as he wounds. The community of believers had only one mind and heart. Psalm 133. Ah, how good it is, how pleasant, when brothers live together in harmony. It is like scented oil upon the head, flowing down on the beard, Aaron's beard, and onto the collar of his robe. It is like dew from Mount Hermon that falls upon the hills around Zion, because it was there that Yahweh pronounced his blessing, eternal life. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The community of believers had only one mind and heart. Reading, Baruch 4:28-29. Since your hearts have tended to stray away from God, turn now 10 times more fervently to look for him, because the one who brought calamity upon you will, when he rescues you, bring you lasting joy. With the Master there is mercy and complete liberation. Master Prince Jesus, at noon, when darkness covered all the earth, you mounted the wood of the cross as the innocent victim for our redemption. Please let your light be always with us to guide us to eternal life in that kingdom where you live and reign through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.